from Hollywood. It's time now for Gerald Moore as...
Johnny Dollar.
Superintendent Clyde here. You telephoned?
Yeah, I got a bird in my room who's ready to sing.
Sing? Are you holding someone prisoner?
I just scalped a two-bit thug that William Meadows had on me. The next one on my list is Meadows himself.
I warn you, Dollar, any illegal action will be answered for here at headquarters.
Does that work all the way around?
What?
Send out a wagon and pick this baby up. He was carrying a knife and a gun when I bopped him. He tried to kill me.
All right, Mr. Dollar. I'll come at once.
Tonight and every weeknight, Gerald Moore in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Fifth day in Hong Kong. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. To the Home Office Corinthian Liability and Risk, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an account of additional expenses during my investigation of the Trans-Pacific arson case. And it is arson, I'm sure of it. Item 14. $7, wreckage of bamboo curtains in my hotel room during scuffle with thug who had murder in his eye. A tough-looking Oriental in a suit that was too big in the shoulders. Not so tough without his killing equipment.
Dollar.
Not so fast, buddy. We got business. Okay, who sent you? Meadows?
Yes, Meadows.
That's better. Well, let's have the rest of it, including burning down a warehouse to collect...
Just a moment, Mr. Dollar. Just one moment. What's going on here?
I'm trying to find out, Mr. Clyde.
Well, that's enough. Wilson, take Mr. Dollar's gun.
Not mine. His. I took it from him.
Nevertheless.
All right, here.
Well, now. This is the man you apprehended? Penlu?
You know him?
I've seen him.
Now, you know his name, and I know he works for Meadows, and that he's been following me and tried to kill me. That ought to be enough for you to go to work on.
One thing at a time, Mr. Dollar. Are you sure this man is in the employ of William Meadows?
He just told me.
Under duress?
Sure, I'd arrest him. I'd arrest anybody with that kind of equipment, wouldn't you?
Now, calm down, old boy.
A warehouse is burned to the ground. A girl is killed. There's an attempted murder, and you say calm down.
I repeat it, calm down. All right, men, you take him to headquarters. We'll see what he has to say about all this.
Why don't we see right here?
And then, if you can throw any light on the matter, we'll proceed further.
Ooh, I don't get you.
The department and I have stood for all of the badgering we will from you, Mr. Dollar. Your case of arson against William Meadows consists of nothing but notarized statements from people who could have said almost anything. Their accusations with regard to the murder of that poor girl do bear consideration. But they are also very inconclusive.
And you haven't done anything about it either.
We do things our way, Mr. Dollar, in spite of your insurance company.
Well, what about him, that Pen Lu?
Well, he'll be questioned most thoroughly. Then we shall proceed, or drop the whole matter.
Really? Well, I'm proceeding right now.
Yes, I heard you on the phone. You said you were going to get Meadows.
I'm going to get a confession from him.
Mr. Dollar, I checked on you as an investigator quite thoroughly.
Thank you.
You have a reputation in your United States, an enviable one. I can't disregard that. But I cannot disregard either the fact that this case is very complex and must be investigated cautiously. Now, we'll question this man in our way and for our reasons. Then I'll let you know the results.
Well, what about my case?
That will come out eventually.
I didn't have to call you, but I did, because I thought at least you'd be convinced that now's the time to get Meadows and help me. I can see I was wrong.
Wait one moment. Where are you going?
Out.
Mr. Dollar, I have no reason to arrest you right now, but I will if you do anything out of line. I will be contacting you, and I suggest that you wait here.
I didn't wait. Expense account item 15. $48 American for rental on 1935 Packard. I got tired of rickshaws. I had a hard time driving through the Hong Kong streets. Anybody would. It was still jammed with humanity. Humanity on the verge of panic. Humanity living on the edge of a war. And I'll say this for the old Packard. The horn worked beautifully. And hardly anybody paid any attention to it. It took me a solid hour to get to the south part of town where Meadows lived. Meadows! Meadows! Meadows, open up! Somebody open up or I'll shoot the lock off.
Who is it?
Open this door. Hurry it up.
Wait.
Oh.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Dollar.
Where's Meadows?
Mr. Meadows, he not here. You come back.
No.
Please, you wait. Mr. Meadows not here, I tell you.
Close the door.
But, Mr. Meadows, he not here.
Meadows!
Hmm? Not here. You come back.
Where is he?
He say come back next week. You come back next week. He see you then. Now you go.
Please. If you know where he is, tell me.
You come back next week.
Now listen, I don't want to hurt you. Do you understand?
No, not hurt.
But I will hurt plenty if I don't find out where he is. It's important. Now tell me. Where is he?
He say not to tell anybody.
Tell me.
I... He go Kowloon.
Kowloon, huh?
Yes. You find him there.
And you go with me. And if he's not there, then I hurt.
Oh.
I'll try again. Where is he?
I tell you. Repulse Bay.
What'd you say?
Repulse Bay.
Repulse Bay. That's on the other side of the island where the big hotel is?
Yes. Yes, he there.
Can I call him on the telephone?
Yes. Yes, you call.
Is he at the hotel?
He got a cottage, number 7. Last one.
Where's the telephone?
Please, you not tell how you learned he there, please.
Where's the telephone?
Here. Telephone.
Call the number, I'll talk. Now go ahead.
Mr. Meadow, cottage, please.
One moment.
Okay, give it to me.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
You see? I tell truth. He there.
Yeah, you did fine.
You go see?
Yeah.
No tell.
No tell. But it won't make any difference now.
Not understand, Mr. Dollar.
You will. The old Packard got me there in 40 minutes. I was already in front of the cottage 7 when the police cars slid to a quiet stop. Superintendent Clyde spotted me.
Just a moment, Dollar.
We came here not because of what you said, but to see to it that nothing happens that might better be prevented.
Thank you.
You terrified that houseboy of Meadows. He called us and said that you'd been there. You're a hot-headed, impetuous... No, this time you happen to be right. About Pen Lu.
Huh?
Pen Lu admitted that he'd been hired by Meadows to kill you. We took time to check his gun. Although he didn't admit that part, it's the same gun that killed Louisa Vedras.
Louisa.
But it isn't clear. Why would Meadows have her killed?
Don't you see? They killed her thinking it was me.
What?
Well, Louisa and I got to know each other pretty well during the first days I was here. It's been a bad job for the nerves, what with the murder of the man who investigated Meadows in Shanghai and... Now, she got me a room at her father's hotel. She was there when I came back after a pretty bad day. I knew somebody was following me, and I guess I needed somebody to be with. So she stayed a while. She was there the next night waiting for me in the room. And she was waiting for me to come back the night she was killed.
Oh, well, that answers me. Now, this is for my own information and not police work. Are you here to get Meadows for your company or because of Louisa?
She was a lovely girl.
All right. He's a difficult man. Do what you can.
What?
Your turn, Dollar. You waited a long time for him. Make your play. Try to clear up what you have to for the insurance company. It'll be difficult after we've arrested him. Good luck.
Thanks.
Who is it?
Dollar!
Oh?
Dollar! You know I'm still alive, Meadows. You know that girl was shot at the hotel room instead of me.
Are you crazy?
I stopped the man you had following me. His statement will put you in plenty of hot water. Now, are you coming down or shall I come in?
Come on in. We'll talk about it.
All right, I'm coming in.
Okay. Meadows! Come on down. Meadows!
I told you. You should have known you wouldn't take me. I hit you, didn't I?
Just in the arm. It'll be all right.
Should have been your stomach.
You're cashing in, Meadows. How about it? A statement.
No.
Tell it, Meadows, how you fired the warehouse and about the girl who can't hurt you now.
I'll tell nothing.
Donna, are you all right?
Meadows.
You should have got you in.
All right, Donna. Better have that arm taken care of.
Expense account item 16. $43 even. Medical fees and hospital charges. I don't suppose it could be called hewing to the niceties of jurisprudence since Meadows was dead. And he refused before dying to speak or write his confession, but there were two police carloads of witnesses who took the fact that he had opened fire as an acceptable admission of guilt. Same thing cleared me legally on the grounds of self-defense. I had hoped it would clear my mind, but it hasn't. Louisa Vedras is still there. I guess she always will be. Item 17, same as item 1. Plane fare back to the United States. Expense account total, $4,515, end of fifth day. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Now, here is our star, Gerald Moore, to tell you about next week's story.
Thanks. Monday night, the story of a ship, the Molly Kay. Destination, Davy Jones' locker. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, is produced in Hollywood. Written by E. Jack Newman and Gil Dowd, the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. Heard in the cast were Lillian Baieff, Will Wright, Tony Barrett, Harry Bartell, and Ben Wright. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. George Walsh speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.